A local business owner has taken the unusual step to go to Facebook to ask for help in finding a new location for their operation. Chris Scott is the owner of Toslow in downtown St. John's. He is in studio with us. Good morning.
Thanks for having me in.
So you've spent quite a while trying to find a new location for your operation.
Yeah, so essentially we've been open now 2 years, and we've spent over a year looking for a new location.
What's the problem?
That's probably a more complicated question maybe than I even can think about right now, because although, you know, it seems like that we're in a maybe not the best of economic times and for the downtown and stuff, what you would assume to be a good time to find a new space, unfortunately, there's just not very much on the market.
So you're located just east of the War Memorial, right?
Yeah, we're actually right up alongside of it. We're next to the Crow's Nest, the Officers Club there. And, you know, although we love our space, we have some issues with our landlord, and you know, we'd rather part ways and find someone else to work with is the best way to put it. And also, we need a slightly bigger place. We've kind of outgrown our current location is the best, you know, another way to put it.
So this is essentially a bar, kind of restaurant-y?
Yeah, restaurant. Yeah, I guess is the best way to put it. I mean, we kind of started off as just a nighttime snacky thing. Now it's, we're open all the time. So we open 7:30 a.m. and go till midnight usually.
What's the business? Describe the size of it and how many people work there. Like, how big is your space now?
We're just a 26 seater. It's a very small capacity. That's a bit of the fun about it. But we employ 9 people. So you know what I mean? We're a small business, but it started as just myself pretty much. And now it's grown a lot over the 2 years, that's for sure.
You want to stay downtown, so you're having difficulty finding space, because that's ironic. There's a lot of reports out there about office space and the vacancy
rate
downtown.
Right?
But you can't find a place to set up your restaurant.
And I can't find a place to set up my restaurant, So it's interesting in that regard. And I think, you know, if you were to look in online at, you know, what's available, say, for lease, we'll talk about, And then take a walk downtown and see how much is empty. It's you know, I don't have a percentage for you, but it's pretty appalling, to be honest, right?
Why can't you find a spot then? If there are these vacant spots that they just don't suit in terms of the price?
Not necessarily the price. I mean, like, I've called landlords that won't even let me view the place.
Why?
I don't know. It's really stumping me. And to be honest, like, I've seen dozens of places at this point. Sure, there has been places we've gone in, we've almost signed a lease, but then the landlord will back out.
And do you think it's because you're a restaurant and you are
that could be part
sort of
it,
a,
right?
Risky, a risky business?
And sure, and that could be a part of it, but one thing I find interesting there, and I'm glad you actually brought that up, is that, like, we're not a startup. We got 2 years of books. No one's ever asked me to see the finances. If the right landlord came along and, hey, you know, it's a little, you know, and it is a risky business to be in, without a doubt, I got no problem showing them how we've grown in the past year, you know. So but they've never asked for that, you know. And I don't know if it's just because I'm a bit of a younger person. I mean, I'm 30. I don't think I'm that young. You know, I've got a nice bit of experience and whatever in different fields of business. But, you know, I'm really stumped on it is the best way to put it, right?
What kind of a response have your social media posts garnered?
So that's been great. You know, we're really lucky that, you know, despite, you know, everything, we get a ton of support. We're really lucky to have that as a business. And I think to go public with it in a bigger means and putting it out there, I've gotten, my phone blew up yesterday after I posted that. I didn't think it'd blow up that quick, but it really did.
Interesting.
So tons of emails, tons of suggestions, you know, obviously a lot of realtors trying to get in touch. And, you know, I mean, we've worked through with a couple realtors in the past as well. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we just really need a landlord to reach out to us that, you know, perhaps you own a building and you want someone in there for the next 10, 15 plus years, because we're not looking to close up shop anytime soon. We all kind of, it's myself and co-owners, and we all kind of, you know, own and operate at the same time. You know, if someone could reach out and we could figure out what to do, I think we're a commodity to have in this current economy.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Chris Scott. He is the owner of Toslow in downtown St. John.